Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. Taking a cue from West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee and Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal, Puducherry Chief Minister V. Narayan Swamy on Wednesday led a protest in front of Raj Nivas, accusing Lieutenant Governor Kiran Bedi of acting against the constitution and the rules of business of government of Pondicherry 1963. Accompanied by some of his cabinet colleagues, he sat in a dharna in front of Raj Nivas. Sources said the CM was likely to continue his protest well into the night. Provident and pension fund trusts, which have collectively invested thousands of crores in bonds of the IL&FS Group, have filed intervening petitions in the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal over fears that they could lose their money as the bonds come under unsecured debt. The exact amount at stake is not known, since many of these are traded instruments. However, investment bankers estimate it to be in thousands of crores, since the infrastructure company's bonds, which were AAA rated, were preferred by retirement funds that have a low risk appetite but still have to get assured returns, even when interest rates are low. In a bid to increase popular confidence in the fledgling opposition alliance, satraps from the anti-BJP camp met late on Wednesday evening and decided to have pre-poll alliances and a common minimum program. It was felt that poll pacts and a program of governance would enhance the credibility of the combine, given the scepticism that the coming together of different parties was only to contest polls against BJP. Congress President Rahul Gandhi, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee, TDP Chief Chandra Babu Naidu, AAP Leader Arvind Kejriwal and National Conference's Farooq Abdullah met at NCP Chief Sharad Pawar's residence for detailed discussions on the way forward for the combine. The presence of Rahul and Kejriwal on one platform is significant in the wake of speculation if Congress and AAP can forge an alliance to take on BJP in the capital. America's tough-talking National Security Advisor John Bolton has warned countries, including India, against buying Venezuelan oil, saying nations and firms that support the embattled President Nicolas Maduro's theft will not be forgotten. Bolton's warning through a tweet on Tuesday came a day after Venezuelan oil minister and president of the Latin American state-run oil company PDVSA, Manuel Quevedo, said that his sanctions-hit country wants to sell more crude oil to India. The US has slapped sweeping sanctions on PDVSA with a view to curb Venezuela's crude exports and put pressure on socialist President Maduro to step down.